Welcome to Standard Chartered India Money Insights, a podcast series that brings you topical insights and local perspectives on India's markets from the experts.
Hello everyone, my name is Ravi Singh. I'm the Chief Investment Strategist at Standard Chartered Bank India. We've just released our monthly India market outlook titled Shifting Preferences. In today's podcast, we'll discuss a key question: why did we downgrade mid-cap and small-cap equities to underweight? In the subsequent podcast that follows this, we will get into more details on our macro and asset class views. Now, mid-cap and small-cap equities have delivered very strong returns since second quarter of 2023. This was, however, supported by a confluence of factors that included an improving macroeconomic backdrop as growth and macro stability indicators improved. Strong positive earnings revisions for broader markets as they continue to outpace the earnings outlook for large cap peers. Another factor that supported the rally was the RBI's decision to maintain a pause on policy rates since April of 2023, probably among the first major central banks to signal an end to the rate hiking cycle. And finally, constant investor inflows, which include the mutual funds and direct retail investor participation, was another factor that supported the rally. As a result of this, broader markets registered one of their best calendar year performances in 2023, along with decadal low volatility, which has continued in 2024. Now, about the factors that I just mentioned, the spike in retail investor interest is of particular concern, as lower market capitalization companies tend to have lower free float, which basically is the percentage ownership of the company not held by promoters, and also low liquidity, which can drive prices ahead of their fundamental values on persistent inflows. The mismatch between price and value can sustain in the short term on positive news flow and bidding above prices by return-chasing investors, but this also raises the risk of a reversal as markets mean revert. The recent sell-off in certain segments of the broader markets like defense, PSUs, and infrastructure indicate waning investor enthusiasm amid rising caution on valuations. In our view, broader markets are likely to see higher volatility as fundamentals become less supportive. Firstly, the risk of earnings downgrades are high. Earnings estimates for broader markets, especially for small-cap equities, have witnessed sharp downgrades in the recent earnings season as the best of margin improvement is behind us amid rising earnings risk on global growth uncertainty. Secondly, tightening liquidity. Banking system liquidity in India has been tight since fourth quarter of 2023, as the RBI has been focused on withdrawal of accommodation through two-way liquidity operations in order to manage inflationary pressures. Thirdly, there's been a spike in volatility recently. Year-to-date 2024, broader markets have witnessed movements of greater than 1% on either side in over 30% of the trading days, compared to just 18% in entire calendar year 2023. And finally, valuation premiums, which are close to cyclical highs. The 12-month forward price-to-earnings premium for Nifty Midcap and Nifty Smallcap indices are at over 25% and 4% premium over the Nifty index, compared to a 5-year average of 19% and a negative 15% respectively. As a result of the factors stated above, within our overweight on equities as an asset class, we've downgraded mid-cap and small-cap equities to underweight amid a surge in volatility, negative earnings revision, and cyclical high valuation premiums. We remain overweight large-cap equities on higher margin of safety in terms of earnings and valuations, and stronger balance sheets to cushion the impact of tighter financial conditions. At this point, I'll take a pause and thank you as always for listening. Do reach out to your relationship managers for a copy of our market outlook, or you could also log in to sc.com/in and find a copy in the SC Invest section.
Thank you for listening to Standard Chartered India Money Insights. Stay tuned for the latest updates and market trends by subscribing to our podcast. For more information, reach out to your Standard Chartered relationship manager or visit www.sc.com/in.